Having water. Thank you, sir. Well, first of all, tonight I just want to praise the Lord for allowing me to be here. been going through some health issues lately, so just need y'all to pray for me. But like I said, I just want to praise God for allowing me to be here tonight. And you know, it's been a while since I've been up here, and I just want to thank the Lord so much, because when you get away from preaching the Word of God, man, it troubles my heart. So I just love the Lord so much, and thank our pastor for allowing me to be up here tonight. And so my plans are tonight to speak within the 30 minutes. So, and all right, so tonight, you go ahead and turn in your Bibles. We're going to be turning several places tonight. Most of them are just individual verses. So tonight you turn to Matthew chapter 6, 6. Matthew chapter 6, verse 6. Now, as you find it, let's stand for the respect of the reading of God's Word, please. Matthew 6, 6, and tonight, the two things we're going to be talking about tonight. The first one is we're talking about prayer, and then the second one we're going to be talking about God's love tonight and how we ought to be love one another. But tonight in Matthew chapter 6, 6, it says, "But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou have shut the door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thou Father, excuse me, which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly." Let's pray. Mm-hmm. Blessed Father, as we come to you this time, Heavenly Father, Lord, I'm weak and I'm done. Lord, I can do nothing on my own, Heavenly Father, but with the help of the Holy Spirit. Lord, tonight, Heavenly Father, I yield this temple to you, Heavenly Father. Lord, you take control, Heavenly Father. Lord, you do what you please tonight, Heavenly Father, because, Lord, I'm just your servant here, Heavenly Father. I just ask you, Lord, that you help me tonight, Heavenly Father. Lord, be with each and every soul that's here tonight, Lord, that you just be with them, Heavenly Father, Lord, that they receive a warm welcome. Lord, there's somebody here tonight, Heavenly Father, is visiting with us tonight, Heavenly Father. Lord, we greatly appreciate them being here. But Lord, just once again, we continue to give the praise, glory, and honor in Christ, and we pray. Amen. You may be seated. All right, so the first thing I want to talk about here tonight is he's saying when you enter into your closet, it doesn't necessarily have to be a closet. It's a place where you get alone in your house, not with your wife around, not with your children around, you know, with all the commotion. That's like it was today, man. I was working on my message today and praying and praying, and Isabella was there today. And like my wife told me, she says, you know what, out of all days, today had to be the day that she constantly clinging to somebody, wanting something. I said, Lord, I need your help on this. So there was definitely a lot of prayer going in today. But I simply want to say this, that when you find that time, you get alone with God, you get there, you stay there, you focus on the things that are on your heart, the things that God lays on your heart, whatever it may be. So if it's praying for others, you know, praying for others, praying for our pastor, praying for his wife. You know, they constantly need prayer. Everybody in this church, Brother Spence needs prayer tonight. You know, everybody that's in here needs prayer. It doesn't matter. Miss Debbie, Ramona. I'm not going to call everybody's name out tonight. But you know what? These are people that need prayer from you. When you go into your closet, when you shut that door, okay? If you want God to answer your prayer, one thing we need to understand, we need to be sincere in our prayers tonight. Amen. Or anytime we pray. Let's go ahead and turn over to Let's go to Matthew chapter 21. Matthew chapter 21, verse 22. And this is also talking about prayer tonight. So verse 22 says, "In all things whatsoever ye ask in prayer, believe ye shall receive." To me, I think that talks very clearly there. He says, in all things. He didn't say in some things. He says, all things whatsoever you ask in prayer, meaning that you shall receive it. Now, it has to be an honest prayer. I know people that go around, and I ain't mentioning no names. I don't need to really know. But there are people that just will go to God and say, "Lord, I need your help tonight." Okay, yes, God knows what you need help in, but be specific about it. Tell Him what you need. Tell Him what your problem is. I told Him what my problem was out through today, trying to work on finishing this message up. But you know what? Satan always there to put his 2 cent worth in. You know what? I don't care what he's got to say. My God is more powerful than Satan will ever be. So God does honor prayer. So let's remember, when you pray, prayer is an action thing. Prayer is something that we should do every day. But not only believing, but God says once that prayer is done, you shall receive it. Now, just to share just a little something with you. A few years ago, we had an old car, and we sold it. And we were stuck with a frame. And this frame has been redone. And this has been going on for over a year and a half. We've had this thing posted offline, online, praying to God about selling this frame. And I said, "Lord, we know it's doing your time. We believe that you can sell it." We had some gentleman called yesterday from Jersey wanting this frame. So, and I said, "Lord, you know, if it's your will, that's great. If it's not your will, that's great. But you know what? Regardless of how it turns out, I'm going to praise God no matter what." Because that's what it's about, praising Him and lifting His name up. When He answers a prayer for you, even though if it is an answer right now, we still need to praise His name and lift Him up. So remember, God will reward you. All right, let's go ahead and turn over to Matthew chapter 22. Excuse me. Matthew chapter 22 and verse 37. Now, here we're going to be, the first couple of things we spoke on was talking about prayer. Here tonight, the rest of it, we're going to be speaking on God's love. And it said, Jesus said unto him, "Thou shalt love the Lord God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might." See, God says how we are to love Him. Three ways we're supposed to love Him. And that's what we're going to take a couple of minutes talking about tonight. But before we get into that, you know, when we talk about love, the love that I have for y'all, the love that I have for my wife, or the love that we have for Christ, it's different loves. All right, so let's look at it this way. When I first met my wife before we got married, I met her, and I tell you what, she's one of the greatest things. It's been a blessing to me. And I just want to praise God tonight for her. But from the day that I met her, when we started growing together in love, to this day here, I love her now more than I've ever loved her. But you know what? God, excuse me. So he's saying that we need to love God with all of our heart, meaning that it doesn't matter. Everything that you got, okay? Excuse me. But as we go down here, and now what we're talking about with a heart, with a soul, with a mind. One thing I want to point out to you tonight, you know, you're talking about love, and let's talk about one of God's creations here for a moment. How in the beginning where God created earth, but he also created man, and that man was Adam. So you just picture this, that God took the dust from the ground and formed man. But when he did that, there was nothing there but a body. It was just nothing but dirt. Whatever it was that God, all those atoms that came together. But it did not become a living soul until God breathed air into his nostrils. What am I saying tonight? These things bring God honor and glory tonight. So let's remember the day that you were born into this world, okay? So think about this. When Adam was created, God blew air into his nostrils, he became a living soul. And each one of us here tonight are a living soul. All right, one other thing. Let's go ahead and jump over to Revelation chapter 2. Just one verse here as well. Revelation chapter 2. Verse 4, it says, "Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou have," "left their first love." Let's look at it this way. In the beginning, when you got saved, I remember back today when I got saved. You know, I don't know exactly the day, the week, or the month, anything. But the thing of it is, I remember when that pastor got up there and preached. I was down on that front row when somebody took a Bible and showed me how to be saved. And I received Christ as my personal Savior. But you know what? And this is not just for me, it's for all of us. But the thing that we got to look at tonight, that he's saying that you lost your first love. You know, when I first got saved, I had all that excitement in my life. I wanted to do things. Is that how you were? Were you excited when the day that you were born? Were you crazy about getting ready to serve God? Are we still that way today, though? Have we lost that first love? Based on what this verse is. Not what I say, but what God's Word says and what the Holy Spirit is saying right now. You have lost your first love. If you have a problem with this, you take it up with the Holy Spirit. I'm not going to tell you up here by me that you lost your first love. I can tell you that I know what it was like in the beginning when I got saved, but I know what it's like now. But I want to tell you, within the last several days, even though that I have not been feeling well, God is turning my heart around. And I want to praise him tonight for that, for what he's doing. He's making a difference in my life tonight. He's making a difference in my wife's life tonight as well. So I just want to praise God for what he's doing. Let's go ahead and turn over to Matthew chapter 22. Wait a minute, messed up somewhere here. Oh, let's go to John. I'm sorry. Go to John chapter 15. Sorry about that. John chapter 15, verses 12 and 13 here. We continue on talking about love tonight. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have, loved you. Greater love have no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his what? Friends. Who are his friends tonight? We are his friends. But let's look at it this way. God's love towards us is an eternal love. It's not a love that started yesterday and ends tomorrow. His love is an eternal love that lasts forever. I mean, just like it is from the east to the west. There is no stopping. There is no end. And that's how God's love is. Now, the thing I want to ask you tonight, we know tonight that God has this great love. But let me ask you this tonight. How is our love towards one another? How is our love tonight? Do we show the respect of love to others? Do we show the respect to our families? Do we show the respect of love to our friends? Do we go around telling people, sister, I love you. Brother, I love you. When's the last time you told somebody in this congregation that you love them? Huh? Think about it. When's the last time? So let's remember, we need to let people know that we love them. Let our family know. Let our friends know. Let our church family know. But then we go on down. Talking about this love that God has for us. His love is unconditional love. There you go. Thank you, brother. Amen. Praise the Lord, man. So this love that He has for us, meaning that it won't stop. It can't stop. It refuses to stop. So we got to remember, this is a prime example of how we need to be tonight.
That's right. Come on.
If God says this is what we kind of love that we need to have, yeah, then that's what we need to have.
Yeah.
Now, talking about that, just a moment on this, and talking about that Jesus laid His life down for His friends.
Right.
You think about those that are lost out there. Those that are not Jesus. Because see, once you become Christ, you know, we are His friends. Everybody's His friends. But the thing of it is, excuse me, we need to let other people know that with Christ, they can become His friend. But when we do it, remember, let's do it out of love. Sometimes people get to the point that they don't want to hear about it. They don't want to hear it from you. So, all right, let's go ahead and let's go to John chapter 3, verse 15 and 17. John chapter 3, verses 15 through 17. And it says tonight that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. But God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but through the world, excuse me, but through but that the world through him might be saved. And the thing I want to point out here tonight, where it says very simply right there, those first two words there, that whosoever. Who's he talking about tonight, whosoever? That's anybody. Meaning that if your name is not, if you know for sure that your name is not written down in the Lamb's Book of Life, you need to claim this right now. You need to say, my name is Tim Bailey, and I need to claim this tonight. If I'm not saved, I need to be saved. So, but he says that you will have eternal life. But look at down in verse 16 here. It says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. See, we can have a life, yes, that's eternal. It's only because of God's only begotten Son. But I've got a story I want to share with you tonight. Even tonight, this still breaks my heart. I shared this several weeks ago about when I was in Walmart passing out gospel tracts. I passed them out, and I seen this one guy, very large guy, big guy. I was like, man, that guy's big. I didn't hand him a tract. I just went down another aisle. I seen him again. All the way down through the store, as I walked down through the store, I kept seeing this man. And I'm like, what is the deal with this man? Excuse me. And I got down to the pharmacy, and there was this same man standing there again. So the Holy Spirit, you need to approach this man. So I approached him, and I pulled out a gospel tract, and I had handed it to him. I said, sir, I'd like for you to read this when you get a chance. He said, this is religion. I have nothing to do with religion. I said, this isn't religion. This is a point about you being saved, knowing that when you die, you're going to heaven. I don't want nothing to do with any of it. What happened tonight, that night? That man rejected God. You know what? We should never reject God. But one other thing I want to point out here. The whole time that I was standing there talking to this guy, there was an image standing to my left. I knew somebody was standing. I couldn't see who it was. But they're there the whole time listening to what was taking place. And I told the guy very nicely, have a nice day. And I turned around. As I turned around, there was a man standing there. And I've never had this happen before. He says, may I have that? You know, there was one man that day that rejected Christ. He may spend his eternity in hell one day. We don't know. Only it's up to God that God can change that man's heart. The other man, I don't know, but I know he wanted it. I left him, told him to have a nice day. I was just so messed up. One rejected. I prayed that the other man received. That's all we can do. So just, excuse me. So let's remember. You know, I want to say this. When Christ was on the cross, and he was on that cross until he passed away. Excuse me. You know, like the old song says, he could have called 10,000 angels to come and destroy the world and set him free. But you know what? He didn't. Why? I'll tell you why. Because he loves you. He loves nobody else that's out there. He could have destroyed the world. But you know what? He was sent here for a reason. He did the will of the Heavenly Father. My thing is tonight, are we doing God's will tonight? We need to examine our hearts again. Once again, we're talking about love tonight, but we're talking about a greater love here. So let's remember, put our place in Christ's shoes. I know we can't die on a cross for other people, but we can use it as an example in our lives. Do people see the result of that love in you? Do they see it? Got one little thing to say here, and then we're going on to the next verse. Is back years ago when I drove a shuttle for Hampton Chevrolet, and I would witness in the people, and this one lady got in the van, and she says, "You know what? Every time I get in this van with you, there's something different about you, and I want to know what it is." But when I opened my mouth to tell her what it was, she rejected. But you know what? She noticed there was a difference. She knows that she needs a Savior, but she rejected. So let's remember, no matter what happens in life when you're out here witnessing people, sharing that love with them, we don't know the response of these people. We just go on to the next one. All right, let's go ahead and turn over to the last place here in John chapter 3. Oh my. John chapter 3, verse 15, 16, and 17. Wait a minute. I've lost my place. No, I'm sorry. That was it. But tonight, people, let's remember when we talk about when we talked about prayer tonight. Let's remember, let's pray for one another. Let's pray for our pastor and his wife tonight. And I'm not talking about when you go home. When you get a moment, if this off the altar here is available, come on up. If you want to wait till after the people go back to eat, but you know what? They need your prayers. But it's not just them, it's everybody. All right? And the second thing we talked about tonight was the love that came from the Lord Jesus Christ. And I want to thank God tonight for His love, His mercy, His grace. I want to thank Him for what He's done for me tonight. So I just want to praise Him tonight, thank Him for what He's done, thank Him for Him allowing me to be up here. I didn't think I was going to make it, but you know what? When I was standing over there, and I didn't even realize it, wife told me, "You got the tie on tonight." She says, with God, all things are possible. He made it possible tonight. So tonight, He can make it possible for you.